Oh yes, good day to you once again, audio podcast. I'm here with Westy Max now. Got a bit of history on the tunes in the background, old school tunes. I think this might be the 90s or just over the millennium, not sure, old school anyway. Bit of a R&B type dance tunes. Anyway, so I think we're coming towards Christmas now, the end of December 2019, and a lot of people are getting a little bit nostalgic about going, you know, about the past decade, the tens. It's the tens or the teenies, I'm not quite sure what you would call it. But anyway, okay, so relating, this is what I'm thinking about, relating to content on the internet to do with nature connection, green exercise, all that kind of stuff, nature for well-being, getting in the great outdoors, physical and mental health. I'm thinking the piece of content I've shared the most, I would say, distributed the most, someone else's piece of content over the past 10 years, is the BBC article, Green Exercise Quickly Boosts Mental Health. The article from May 2010, I've shared that loads over the past, it'll be the past 9 years, won't it now? But there's a few other articles that were made just before then, in 08 and 09, that I shared as well. But this one, Green Exercise Quickly Boosts Mental Health, BBC. If you do a little Google on that, you'll get it. I remember doing a Google Plus feed on the that social media site that didn't work out quite well, but I had quite a lot of followers on there, and like a group of like 30,000 people on it, positive psychology. But Google Plus is no more. But I did like a feed of all these green exercise links that were out. This is like about, I don't know, God, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And this link was at the top. This was the first one. So Green Exercise Quickly Boosts Mental Health, BBC article. So basically, I'm going to read a little bit from it now, actually. Okay, so just 5 minutes of exercise in a green space such as a park can boost mental health, researchers claim. There's growing evidence that combining activities such as walking or cycling with nature boosts well-being. In the latest analysis, UK researchers looked at evidence from 1,250 people in 10 studies and found vast improvements in mood and self-esteem. The study in the Environmental Science and Technology Journal suggested the strongest impact was on young people. The research looked at many different outdoor activities, including walking, gardening, cycling, fishing, boating, horse riding and farming in locations such as a park, a garden or nature trail, and the biggest effect seen was just within 5 minutes. Whoa. I'll carry on reading. With longer periods of time exercising in a green environment, the positive effects were clearly apparent, but were of a smaller magnitude, the study found. So it's basically saying that first 5 minutes is the key. So exercising just 5 minutes in a natural environment, boom, surely we can all do that at least a few times a week. Okay, looking at men and women of different ages, the researchers found the health changes, physical and mental, were particularly strong in young and mentally ill. Okay, green and blue. A bigger effect was seen with exercise in an area that also contained water, such as a lake or a river. This is the key. Study leader, Jules Pretty, he's a friend of mine on Twitter. Jules, hey Jules. A researcher at the University of Essex said that those people who were generally inactive or stressed or with mental illness would probably benefit the most from green exercise. Okay, there's a little bit more on the article. I'm going to let you Google that yourself. Going back to this bit now. People who are generally inactive or stressed or with mental illness will probably benefit from the most from green exercise. If you bear in mind that this article came out in 2010 and the research would have been done, you know, probably before 2010, and like, you know, from the during the first 10 years of this millennial. If you think of the world now compared to then with the rise of social media and smartphones and people living through their smartphones. Wow. I tell you, I'm thinking to myself, green exercise for mental health needs to start being promoted more, maybe, than the physical health benefits that are probably focused on over the past 2 years. Talking about the phytoncides, the essential oils from the trees being really good for your immune system, for example, and the electrons and mycobacterium vaccae from the soil and the ground being really good for physical health. I've been talking probably more about this over the past couple of years, the physical health benefits, the Shinrin-yoku style, walking slowly amongst the trees and barefoot walking, has swayed more towards them benefits. But I'm just thinking now, especially going into the 20s, there's so much stuff about mental health now. And I did study psychology back in the day in university, didn't I? Occupational psychology, so mental health in the workplace that links in with. But I've just done a little focus more on the physical side, I would say, past a couple of years, right, Raph? Little podcast here, reading an article. Offline, yeah. So, I think it needs to be promoted. What do you think, Math? The original thing, get off the Xbox and get outside, just to Math, the mental health thing, being on the games. And you've got all the rise of esports and e-gaming now, big industry. You know, people passionate about that, young kids. But playing games all the time, not how successful you are and how much money you make, it's going to impact you sitting down playing games, looking at screens all the time. I can't believe it. People would choose to do that, even for billions of pounds. I wouldn't do it. But that's just me. So, I'm thinking I might help going forward. I've spoken to some esports teams, actually. So I think they green exercise for mental health for them would work them well. But, there we go. That's the one of the main piece of content that I've shared. Green exercise quickly boosts mental health. BBC article from 2010. George Pretty and the crew. Let's do it more. I'm going to go with these two hashtags, I think, on Twitter. Green exercise, mental health, just to get people doing it more going into 2020 and beyond. Take care, podcast. See you soon.